USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senators Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke were among the 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls to take to the stage in Miami last night for the first debate of the 2020 presidential election season. This Colorado man is an independent voter who watched the debate and tells us,
Elizabeth Warren, being the only woman on stage who was willing to give away her private health care in favor of a public health care for all system, has been pretty inspiring. Cory Booker's stance on the Iran deal has been very interesting to see.
Another 10 Democrats will take the stage tonight. The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a key case involving partisan gerrymandering, which is the political process of drawing congressional districts. In a North Carolina case, the justices said they can't decide an issue that's up to state legislatures, the ruling 5-4. And this is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1-ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
President Trump's arrived in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit. The president has reportedly recently discussed ending America's defense pact with Japan, saying it's too one-sided. He was asked by reporters upon his touchdown in Japan about his relationships with America's longtime allies.
Well, I think I can say very easily that we've been very good to our allies. We work with our allies. We take care of our allies. We, generally speaking, I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies.
The nation's economy picking up some speed in the year's first quarter. Final figures out from the Commerce Department showing the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the first 3 months of this year, up from 2.2% in the final quarter of last year. Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports 227,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, about 7,000 more than analysts had expected. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A California woman is dead after a shark attack in the Bahamas. The Royal Bahamas Police Force reporting that 21-year-old Jordan Lindsay of Torrance, California, was snorkeling near Rose Island yesterday afternoon when she was attacked by three sharks. Officials say her family saw the sharks coming and tried to warn her, but she apparently didn't hear them in time. One of ESPN's most recognizable faces and voices is retiring. Bob Lee's been the most established and trusted voice at ESPN, starting 3 days after the network launched in July of 1978. He's been off the air since September when he announced he was taking a six-month sabbatical, but now he's announced he is retiring at the end of this month. Lee was asked by his colleague Jeremy Schapp on Outside the Lines what's next for him.
I've got some thoughts, some ideas. I've been very involved with Seton Hall University, my alma mater, doing some things where we have some ideas, and so that's why. There are other things to do and a chance now to do it.
Lee won 11 Emmy Awards at ESPN and won 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards. And Vanderbilt defeated Michigan last night to win the College World Series. Pat DeMarco homered, and Stephen Scott drove in 2 for Vanderbilt to win 8-2 in the final game of that best-of-3 series. It's the second national championship for Vanderbilt in the past 6 years. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.